Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 127-games.com. Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am your host, Jonathan J. Reinhardt. Wargaming Recon is the only member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network to discuss historical and New England gaming. This is episode 127, looking back on 2014. That's right, this is episode 127, where we look back on the 2014 podcast year. Before I get any further, I want to welcome all of you, both new and longtime listeners alike. If you are new to the show, you're in for a treat because we are going to break down what has happened this podcast year, share our top 10 episodes of 2014 list, which is created really by listeners like you, because the episodes that you listen to the most get ranked higher on the list, and those that you don't listen to as much are a little bit lower. So if there's an episode you really like, you need to tell your friends about it and get their friends to listen and tune in and download, so you're in for a treat. And longtime listeners, you know what happens here because you've heard it in previous years, and hopefully you continue to enjoy it. So we are gonna go ahead and do that this episode. And I want to also remind all of you that although we are looking back on 2014, we're also moving forward. So there will be two best of episodes coming out later on this podcast year before the 2015 podcast season begins. I'll have a couple announcements about those and a little bit about 2015, but I'll make those near the end of the episode. So for right now, let's dive on into the top 10 episodes of 2014. So what I started doing back in 2013, after I released the holiday gift guide episode for 2013, I did that about Thanksgiving week or the week after. And for those of you who don't live in the U.S., you presumably will know or can go online and search and find out when Thanksgiving is. But it's always on that Thursday in November, and it's when Americans celebrate things to be thankful for. And it's couched in the mythology of the pilgrims coming from England, coming to New England and living and having this gigantic feast with the Native Americans. And of course, we know there's a lot of fiction involved in there. That's why I call it mythology. And yet it's still been instilled into the American heritage and the story of America that the United States have this, and we had it become a national holiday, so we get a day off from work and from school, and everyone gathers together with family or friends. You have a lot to eat. You have turkey and different types of foods and stuff. So around that time, previously, I would release the holiday gift guide episode. And this year, in 2014, I did things a little differently. I moved it up because I realized that the holiday gift guide episode just wasn't getting as much love as it should have been. I was doing you a disservice by making you wait so long because you want that information sooner so that you can help people to shop for yourself, and you can also make your shopping a little easier for other wargamers in your life. But in 2013, around that time I released the episode, I said, look, there's a lot of episodes here that have a lot of listeners, and some of them are pretty close. So why don't I reach out to the guests who appeared on those episodes or people who had products or events associated with what I covered in certain episodes and say to them, hey, look, you know, you got a lot of people who listened to the episode, dealt with your product, content, whatever it was. Why don't you reach out to your fan base and see if you can get people who did not hear the episode previously to get those people, the untapped audience, to tune in, download the episode, listen to it, check it out on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever, and see if they'll get into it. And if they do, then your numbers will go up. Kind of have this little friendly competition. So people really got into it. They were posting on Facebook and Twitter and the social media and everything. So this year, I did the same thing. I sent emails out to all the affiliated people and said, hey, you get some really cool numbers. They got a lot of people listening, tuning in. Why don't you reach out and see what you can do? And if you get more people, you move up the list and everything. So I put that information out, and I was checking it, you know, every few days to see what was what. And I kept everything in a spreadsheet because, well, spreadsheets are a friend when it comes to numbers. So I kept track of things like the name of the episode, where people got it from. Did they get it from the main site of WarGamingForums.com? Did they get it from the Troll in the Corner Podcast Network website? I also have everything released through Wargame Vault, where you can, quote, buy, although it costs you nothing, an episode on there. And then I tracked how many for each, and what was the total number of listeners, and I calculated percentages, and I mean, you don't really need all that sort of stuff. But I went all out, and so I was keeping track of all of it. And then I was able to sort it all to see what were the 10 most popular episodes. And I gotta tell you, this year's top 10 is really exciting for a variety of reasons. Before I kind of break down some of the details and a little of my analysis about it, let me just share with you what the top 10 episodes are, and I'll share with you the total number of listeners, and I'll talk a little bit about numbers in this episode, pertaining to each episode and stuff like that. I'm not gonna go crazy, don't worry, if you're not into math, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not really into math either, I'm not that great at it. So it's not like a mathematician or a statistician episode here. It's not what we do. But I want to give you a glimpse into what goes on when I look at stats. Because not only are these numbers just kind of cool to see, hey, so many people listen to whatever. But it helps me to see trends for what kind of content I should provide to you. And then I can show this to people who can say, hey, do you want to put an ad in the show? Do you want to sponsor some episodes or some way to help defray the cost? To kind of make it a little easier, because all of this costs money. It's not cheap. So I do this where it doesn't cost you anything. The show's been free, will be free. It's not gonna cost you a penny to listen to Wargaming Recon. It's a goal of mine. Free content for the masses, right? And yet, since it costs me money, I have to do things to kind of make it so it doesn't cost me so much, especially since I get a baby on the way, and babies, I'm told, cost lot of money. So let me just get into what the top 10 episodes are. I've made some allusions to this on our social media, in particular on Facebook. If you like us on Facebook, and I hope you do, and you see what we post on there, you might have an inkling as to what some of the episodes will be and what some of the placements might be. But I think there might be some surprises for you as well, and especially when I get into that analysis. So I'm going to count down the top 10. In the number 10 space, we have episode 118, Kickstarter for Wargamers. That has 910 listeners. So you might think, oh, 910, that's like nothing, because some websites get millions of hits. For podcasts, it's a little different. Each number represents one unique individual. So what that means is 910 different people listened to that episode. Someone maybe told their friend, who told a friend, who told a friend, that sort of thing, and they got it to listen. When I first started way back in 2006, I was delighted just to have one person listen. And one important thing, and this is a little bit of analysis, but I'll get more into that later on, is that for me and for many people who podcast, they will tell you, as do I, that it's not the total number of listeners that really matters. It's the quality and the motivation of the people who listen. How involved are they? What is the community like? Do they respond to things online? Do you have nice conversations with them? Would they be people you'd want to hang out with? That sort of stuff matters more than saying, I have 40,000 people who listen to my show. Now, of course, it sounds pretty cool. You can say, I have 20,000 people who listen to each episode. I mean, that sounds fantastic. And who wouldn't like that? There are other podcasts out there, other wargaming shows out there, where I'm sure they have numbers like that. It's just, it's crazy. But when you think about it, I'm just this one guy who lives in New England. I talk into a microphone, put a new episode out roughly twice a month, and a lot of you seem to like what I do and you listen. So for me, I'm just over the moon that anyone listens to the show. And I know I've said it before, but just to have like two people listen, five people listen, 10 people listen, makes me feel like I'm a best-selling author. So to know that 910 people listened to the Kickstarter episode, that just has me like, whoa, that's amazing, right? So that's the number 10 spot. Number 9 is episode 117, Great Wargamer Destinations. That has 914 unique listeners. That's the episode where I spent some time talking about places that you could go on vacation, places that might make good family trips, and why you might want to go to some of these places and how they can help you to wargame. It was a lot of fun to do that one. Number 8 has an interesting title that might seem a little offensive, but the episode is not meant to be offensive at all. Anyone who's listened to the episode will understand what I mean. So I am, of course, referring to episode 107, Turn Your Girlfriend into a Gamer with Aaron Boschian. That has over 950 people who listened to it. In the previous episode I did, there was some feedback from people who were like, whoa, I think that exact feedback was laugh out loud. And I took that to mean, really? That's the title you use? What are you thinking? And maybe I misinterpreted that. It could be. But I know looking at the surface, you're like, well, what the heck is wrong with you? Why do you want to do that? What's wrong with your girlfriend or significant other as they are now? I entreat you, if you have not listened to episode 107, please do. There will be links in the show notes. You can get to the show notes by heading on over to wargamingforums.com/WR127. Be links to everything on there so you can get access to that and see what's going on. Let's move on with the top 10 as I count down. The number 7 spot is an episode that had a lot of controversy about it and a lot of discussion online, which was great. It is episode 113, Are Painted Minis Essential to Miniatures Wargaming? Over 970 of you listened to that episode, and quite a few of you seem to have things to say because of it. You talked online, used social media, and I know that other places online happen to see what I was doing and they shared it. In particular, the folks at WSNS, Wargame Soldiers and Strategy, they share the status and stuff and with their fan base, and they have a lot of people follow them on Facebook. So that was really cool. And especially because I was inspired for that episode by an editorial I had read, or a column, I guess you could say, really, in one of the issues of their magazine. So that kind of got me thinking, well, and I did my own take on it with my own thoughts, and then here they were sharing that with their fan base again. Number 6 is a really cool episode, and it's something new, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, and I do my little analysis about things. But number 6 is episode 114, 5 Tips to Turn Off a Potential Wargamer. In this episode, it has over 990 unique listeners. That's right, over 990, almost 1,000. This was a cool episode because I did everything opposite from how I would normally do it. If I were to normally do an episode and say, hey, here's some advice that's going to be really helpful to you, in that episode I said, here, do this, and my advice really was the worst possible advice, period. Now we move into the top 5, the top half of the top 10. So number 5 is episode 125, Holiday Gift Guide 2014 with Aaron Boschian. And that has over 1,050 unique listeners. This is always a great episode to do, and I love the gift guide because a holiday gift guide gives me a chance to see what cool things are out there and what I would recommend for people. And I know that it's hard as a wargamer to explain to other non-wargamers what it is we do and what kind of stuff would be cool if you needed someone to make a purchase for you for the holidays. Or let's say you need to do some shopping for a wargamer and you just haven't a clue. I really hope that the holiday gift guide every year makes your life a little easier so that you can look at it and say, you know, this might make a cool gift. Let me check it out and see. And I know people have done that. They've used the gift guide, they've made purchases, and they found it helpful. And so every year, I keep on hoping that it'll reach new people who'll be able to make some use out of it. And it's a blast to do. And over the past few years, I've been trying to do it with the guests so that not only am I giving my list, but the guest is giving theirs. And that kind of gives you two different points of view on things, allows the episode to go into different areas maybe than it would if it was just me talking by myself and sharing a list. And then also gives you even more items as potential things to pick up, as potential gifts. So that's just why I love the Holiday Gift Guide episode every year. Moving up, number 4 on the list is episode 124, Paper Terrain. And this has just under 1,100 unique listeners. That's right. Just under 1,100 of you listen to the Paper Terrain episode. Paper Terrain is a topic, or rather Free Paper Terrain is a topic, that gets searched for a lot on our website, wargamingforums.com. There are some articles on there that I posted ages ago about where you can get free paper terrain, or as I like to call it, print-and-play terrain. You can also get print-and-play toy soldiers or paper soldiers, paper dolls, all that kind of stuff that you can use. And so I decided, hey, you know, this has been well-searched for many, many years. I should do an episode on this, on where you can get paper terrain. And some of it's free and some of it's not. But sometimes to get good stuff, you need to pay. And sometimes to get good things, you can get it for free. So it's really cool. And I love that so many people have enjoyed that episode and have listened to it. Now we move on to the number 3 spot. Now this one's a bit of a surprise. This is Recast number 2, Electronic Gaming and Censorship. This is the second episode I ever recorded, way back in 2006. If my memory serves me right, and I could be wrong because, let's face it, that's like 8 years ago, right? It was actually the first episode I recorded, but the second one I released. And in it, I just kind of talked about some popular electronic games, and I shared some thoughts about censorship. Almost 1,150 of you listened to that. And I gotta say, I was surprised because when you think about it, any of the Recast episodes are classic episodes from the vault where I spruce them up, I make them sound a little bit better, and then I give my thoughts or an interesting sort of preamble or introduction to them, and then I release it so that you can get it. Because when I started out podcasting, I knew nothing about what to do and how to name episodes or any of this kind of stuff. And I've learned more and more every year because I listen to people who know a lot of stuff about it. Fantastic award-winning podcasters like Daniel J. Lewis of the Audacity Podcast and Cliff Ravenscraft from the Podcast Answer Man. There's a variety of others, a podcast roundtable, Ray Ortega, and so forth and so forth. And they all have amazing tips for anyone who wants a podcast. So they make me a better podcaster. And because of that, I'm able to make each episode a little bit better than the one before it. At least I hope so. And so I want to make sure that if you're interested in some of the classic episodes from the vault, that it's easier for you to get to them. And also that they sound better for you. Because way back then, episodes do not sound that great. It's pretty awful. I'm asthmatic, and way back then, you could really hear me breathe heavily. It almost sounded like an obscene phone call. It's not noticeable to me, but very often, frequently, in fact, as I talk, I do a lot of and I'm exaggerating there, so you will hear that. But it's normally done on a lower register, so I don't hear it as much, but a microphone, yep, that microphone will pick it up and it makes it sound like an obscene phone call. So those early episodes are a little rough, and I'm the first to admit that. Naturally, I want something better for all of you, which means I need to spruce them up before I release them. So that classic episode, episode number 2, Recast number 2, in fact, just, it skyrocketed. So many of you were interested in it, and it's not something I would have anticipated, because not every Recast episode gets as many people to tune in. They all do well. I'm all happy with however many of you listen to each episode, whether it's a recast or new or whatever. It was just a very pleasant surprise. So now we're moving into the number 2 spot. And I can't talk about number 2 without talking about number 1. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit right now, and I'm going to talk about number 1. I know, it's spoiling my countdown to the number 1 spot, right? Like on New Year's Eve. So number 1 is episode 119. Henry Hyde, Wargaming Author. Over 2,500 of you have listened to this. Yes, let me repeat that. Over 2,500 different people have heard episode 119 where Henry Hyde and I chat. When I saw the numbers and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. What the heck is going on here? I was surprised for a variety of reasons, which I'll talk about in a moment. But one thing that was clear to me, or it seemed to be clear, was that so many of you tuned in that there was no way, I thought, that any episode could come remotely close to it. I just figured, you know, maybe an episode would get 1,000 people or almost 1,100, under 1,100. But no one just would come anywhere near giving it a run for its money. So I sent Henry an email when I was telling him about all this stuff about motivating the fan base and everything. I was like, you know, you can do it if you want, but whatever. You're going to be number 1 no matter what, so don't worry. Whatever. Well, he is in the number one spot for the second year running, because he was also number one in 2013. But I gotta say, I put my foot in my mouth a little bit, because, and this is no reflection on any of the other guests or anything, just, I saw the numbers, and they were like, whoa, they're so high, that no matter how great everyone else is, I just wasn't sure that with the time remaining that the numbers could get anywhere close. So the show, the episode rather, that's in the number two spot, started further down. It was actually not even in the top 10 when I first started motivating everyone and keeping track, a closer eye on the stats. But every day, and I don't know, the guest on this episode just did a fantastic job of motivating their fan base, or the planets were just in line, or someone rolled a natural 20, there was all sixes, I don't know what it was. But something happened that caused the episode that's in the second space to just continually skyrocket. One day I check, and then the next, they'd gain 150 listeners. Another day, they'd gain 300 listeners. And so I'm checking. I'm like, whoa, what the heck is going on? It just kept them growing and growing. I didn't know if maybe it started becoming popular on Reddit or Stumble or whatever was going on. I couldn't figure it out. I still don't quite know, because the episode is great. All these episodes are fantastic, and I love them all. But not every episode can be in the number one spot, or in the number four, or in, even in the top 10. It's not possible. Some episodes are going to get more people to listen, and therefore be higher up on the list. Doesn't mean they're better or worse. It just means they got more people to listen, right? So this number two episode, it's a great one. I loved it. I loved recording it. I loved editing it. I loved sharing it with everyone. And although I didn't at the time expect that it would be able to come as high up as it did, it's done amazingly well. And I really do believe, given enough time, it could go dead even, or maybe even beat Henry Hyde's episode. So that said, the number two spot is the real interesting one that I kept my eye on. It is episode 123, The Great Wargaming Survey, and that was one I recorded with Jasper Ortiz, who is the managing editor of publications for Karen Sawe Publishers. They put out Ancient Warfare Magazine, Medieval Warfare Magazine, and Wargame Soldiers and Strategy. So this episode, at the time that I am recording this, and that's one thing to keep in mind, all of these numbers change in time. So by the time you listen to this episode, these numbers might be a little different if you're trying to look and stuff. But at the time that I'm recording this, these numbers are, of course, accurate. And his episode has over 1,500 unique listeners. And you're thinking, well, that's not close to 2,520 for Henry Hyde's. Well, it might not seem like it. Here's a couple of things. First of all, you got to keep in mind, this episode started much lower on the list. That doesn't mean it's bad at all. It just means not as many people had tuned in at that time. It steadily and persistently gained many, many listeners every day, every few days, and kept on climbing and climbing and climbing, and kept on displacing other episodes. For example, there was an episode where I talked about the history of how I became a wargamer. That was in the number two spot for a while. Now that one's not even in the number 10. Why is that? Well, because episodes like The Great Wargaming Survey and that recast number two, those kept on climbing up out of left field or whatever. They just came out of nowhere and they took the field and held the objective at the end of the day. So I think that plays a part in it. And then also, the topic is amazing. So I think that it's just kind of a combination of things that Jasper Ortiz's episode came to 1,500. And yeah, I know it's 1,000 people separating it from the number one spot. But really, given enough time, based on how it's been doing, if it continues to do that well, it's gonna meet Henry Hyde's numbers. It could beat his numbers. Okay, so that's my let's share the numbers kind of thing. But it's not all about numbers. So let's just back up a little bit. I'm gonna give you a little bit of analysis about some numbers, and then I'm gonna move away from the numbers. So in the top 10 for 2014, of course, 10 episodes right in the list, four of those episodes have guests. There were actually three guests. One person came on twice, right, in those four episodes. So that means 40% of the top 10 had guests. Let's compare that with 2013. I'm going to save you from listening to the Looking Back on 2013 episode. In 2013, 90% of my top 10 had a guest. I think that's really interesting to say that last year, 2013. I had a bunch of content, all sorts of content. I think a lot of people really enjoyed. But the ones that people seem to like the most were the ones that had guests. Generally, when you podcast, it's easier when you have a guest because you don't have to do as much. Does this mean in 2014 that I was a better podcaster? I don't know. Does it just mean that more people listened or more things were of interest or were people less interested in the guests? I can't tell you. I need to spend more time with it. But I think it's interesting, right? And I'd love to hear what you think about it. But why do you think in 2014 only 40% of the top 10 had a guest compared to 90% in 2013? What does it mean to you? Is there a difference for you? If you start an episode with a guest, are you more or less likely or not? Does it not alter your opinion at all about whether you want to tune in? It's something to think about, right? 50% of the episodes have 1,000 or more listeners, and an additional 2 are extremely close to 1,000, which means 70% of the episodes, roughly, I know I'm fudging it a little bit, but 70% of the top 10 have 1,000 or more listeners. Exact same in 2013. This year, in 2014, new records were set. So I can tell you, I keep track of a lot of things. But one thing I keep track of is how many people listen to the top 10. So, for 2013, looking back to last year, almost 10,600 people cumulatively combined, you know, in aggregate, listen to the top 10. And of course, I get that by adding up the totals for each episode in the top 10 and saying, this is how many who listen to the top 10. Doing the same thing for 2014, we get something different. And for this year, we can tell you that, you ready? Over 12,000, in fact, almost 12,100 people listened to the top 10. That's almost 1,500 more people than in 2013, which is pretty amazing. Overall, over 5,100 more people listened to Wargaming Recon in 2014. In fact, the exact number is 22,666 people listened in 2014. Compare that to 2013, and we look and we see 17,555. We let that repeating thing go on. But 17,555 listened in 2013. And in 2014, 22,666, over 5,100 more people compared to 2013, which is pretty amazing. Well, at least I think it is. What other records were set? Well, in my 8-plus years of podcasting, I can tell you that an episode that came out in 2014 set a new record. The most number of listeners for a single podcast episode in my entire podcast career now resides with Henry Hyde's episode 119, Henry Hyde, Wargaming Author, with over 2,500 unique listeners. And then number 2 for the most listeners of all time for me in my 8-plus years of podcasting is the Ask for Ortiz episode, Great Wargaming Survey, with over 1,500. That's another reason why I think that's pretty amazing, because not only was it number 2 for the 2014 podcast season, but it's number 2 overall. And that's episode 123, and then this that you're listening to right now is episode 127. So out of 127 podcast episodes, Henry holds the number 1 most listened to episode, and Jasper Ortiz holds the number 2 most listened to episode. I think that's pretty awesome. It says a lot about them, as guests, about how amazing they are, how talented they are. It also says a lot about the people who enjoy them, and it says a lot about all of you that you want to listen to what we're doing here. So I think that's pretty great. But what else? There was more. So like I said, recast number 2. It's really interesting. So I played with some numbers for a little bit, and it doesn't mean anything, but I think it just makes kind of interesting trivia. So if you look at recast number 2, that episode is roughly 23 minutes long. It's like 23 minutes and 12 seconds, something like that. With the number of listeners it has, that equates to roughly 8 listeners for every 1 second of audio. Again, that doesn't mean anything, but what does mean something is that although it's short, it has the highest number of listeners for a short episode. 23 minutes of content, and tons of you listen to it. Tons. So I think that's pretty neat. That 5 tips churn off a Wargamer is a new record as well, because it's the first time I ever did an episode where I gave bad advice on purpose. Of course, it was all tongue-in-cheek. It was kind of a little, I don't know, comedic, I guess you could say. I had extra fun doing it because it's out of the ordinary. It's not what I do, at least not normally. But so many of you really liked it, so you can bet I'm going to consider doing that again in the 2015 podcast season. The Holiday Gift Guide. I talked about how much I love it, right? This is the first year that it has ever been in the top 10. Not only is it in the top 10, but it snagged the number 5 spot. Traditionally, because of the time that I would release it in previous years, I think it just didn't have enough time to get there. Maybe it wasn't as useful to all of you. But by releasing it a little bit early, just a week or two, it made a difference for all of you. So did it cost me anything? No, just I'm nothing out of the ordinary, just what it normally would, and yet it helped you so much more. Just a way for me to try to make your life a little easier. Another episode to kind of talk about is the Our Painted Minis Essential, and that's not the full title, it's the other one. I think this is a really good example because it's a case of an episode having good, strong numbers of people listening and having good listener interaction. Some episodes get a solid number or solid and fantastic conversations and input from all of you, but they may not have as many people who listen to it. As I said earlier in this episode, for me, this is what matters most. Not so much how many of you listen to it, but the strength of the community. How involved are you? Do you, men and women, do you war gamers take the time to communicate with me? Do you send me feedback? Do I create ways that make it easy for you to get in touch with me? Do I use our social media and our online presence in the show to encourage you to chat? Do we have email conversations? How do we interact? And what do? Is this strictly me talking to a microphone, you listen somewhere else to what I'm saying? Or is it more than that? One of my goals has always been to help grow the hobby, to help have a strong community. If you're just sitting there passively listening, the show's doing something for you, and I'm grateful for you listening. But there's more that can be done, and I want to set that flame alight in you to help encourage you to strengthen the community, not just the community here of people who listen to Wargaming Recon, the Wargaming Recon community, but to strengthen the hobby, to strengthen all of us wargamers all over the place. And so I could have just one of you listening, just 5 of you listening, 10 of you listening, but if you're motivated, you're involved, that would mean more to me than having 5 million of you listening. Here's a few examples of that. So let's look at that Extra Life episode. Extra Life is a fantastic charity, and I've been doing it for about 4 years or so. The episode where I covered it for this year was episode 126, Extra Life 24-Hour Gamathon 2014. Over 730 of you listened to it. So on the surface, I mean, I think that's fantastic numbers, right? Over 730 of you listened to it. And yet, that's on the lower end of the overall list for the year. So number one is, like I said, it reached over 730 of you, and it is near the bottom in popularity. And yet, tons of you talked about it on social media. There's a lot of feedback, a lot of interaction, a lot of excitement going on. When I was doing the Extra Life Gameathon, I was sharing content on social media, and you were interacting with it on there. That is more valuable to me than people just sitting and listening to the show. The HuzzahCon and the Hobby Bunker Game Day episodes, they had really nice community interaction, but the numbers were mid-range. The numbers were about 800 people listened per episode, but a lot of you interacted online, so that was really, really cool. Podcast year just isn't only about the numbers. In fact, as I said, that's the least important part for me. Community always comes first. A half dozen episodes that I released in 2014 focused on local events. Things like TotalCon, HuzzahCon, Hobby Bunker Game Day. Others highlighted talented individuals who are involved with the local community. For example, I did one about the Mythwits podcast. Guys who do it, they are featured industry guests at TotalCon. I did con industry guest Do's and Don'ts with Jay Libby, who's another featured guest and indie game designer. It's amazing to be able to do that kind of stuff, to have them on to talk about things, regardless of how popular these episodes are, because they cover things that are important to people locally. Wargaming Recon, as it says at the beginning of every episode, is a podcast about historical and New England gaming. If I just did one, I wouldn't feel fulfilled. If I just did the other, the same thing. So I try to balance giving stuff, content, that's probably primarily of interest to people who live in New England or near me generally, and also stuff that's good for the greater wargaming community. I like to use the show not just to chat, but also to affect change. And things like the Extra Life Gameathon is a way that I try to give back and affect some of that change. And then I try to blend some of that stuff, be able to blend a little of the historical with the local with it, and open doors to people who might not have known something else was there. Maybe I have some content to get someone who's not a historical gamer, who might try historical gaming, or someone who's a historical gamer to say, well, I'm a war gamer, but let me try something a little different. So I like to have that variety. And this is something that listeners like you comment about. I get feedback, emails, and tweets, and all sorts of stuff that say you enjoy the variety of the show. It's not just all current events. It's not just all evergreen content. It's not devoted to a particular game system. It's not 40K all the time or whatever. It's a little of this, a little of that, to kind of give you a fuller picture. You get a little glimpse here, a little glimpse here, but when you add up all those small views, you end up with a whole portrait, right? You get that landscape at the end. You can see it all in its majesty. Just something I try to do. One thing that 2014 has taught me is that social media is more important than ever. And something tells me that I'm going to be saying this every year. 2015, I'll say, do you know in 2015 I learned social media is more important than ever? In 2020, I'll say, do you know in 2020 I learned social media is more important than ever? And I think it's true because it's a way that is easy for you and I to communicate, to interact. This interaction has been continuing on Facebook where I'm working hard. And I don't always succeed, but I work hard to try to get one or even two postings onto Facebook every day with a picture, something to share that might be of interest. And I try to make it so that it's not all, hey, come listen to this episode, come listen to that episode, come buy this, come do that. I don't want it to be me, 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 give me, give me, give me. I want it to be about you. I want it to be things that are helpful to you, of use to you, something that might make your day a little brighter, put a smile on your face, say, hey, that's kind of cool. I want to support and promote what you're working on. Because for me, that's even more interesting than what I'm doing. And a lot of that's happening on Facebook, and has been. And now it's happening a little bit more on Twitter. Twitter's a great social media tool, something that I don't use well enough, nor often enough. But the more that I use it, hopefully the more you will. And it's great for some conversations. You can chat maybe a little easier on there than you can on Facebook. Extra Life, as I've mentioned numerous times this episode, and quite a bit in others, is an example of the community coming together. And I say the community, wargamers in general, but the wargaming recon community. In particular, I'm talking about the eBay charity auction. It was thought of, created, implemented, and organized entirely by a portion of the wargaming recon community. I had no role in it really whatsoever, other than to say thank you, and to take the money that was raised that was then donated to Extra Life. Otherwise, I had nothing to do. I didn't even know about it when it was first created. I think this is incredible to show that the community cares so much to do something like this, to give back, and then to just do it on its own, to say, hey, we should do this. I'm going to go and do this. So the folks at War Games at Battle Shades, in particular, listener Dave, just, I can't say enough great things about you guys. This is something that when I first started podcasting, I'd seen happen with other shows where they're fan base was just motivated enough that they would do things like this. They'd make new logos or t-shirts or other kind of stuff. And there's been other things like this along the way where different people have sent stuff. Listener Andrew in particular has sent a variety of things. And it's just, I'm just so grateful. It's interesting. And each thing ends up being more surprising and wonderful than the thing before. But this is just one of those examples. The community support, it's been stellar. Listeners like Adrian and then Superstar GM Mike Payne have given me permission to use photos that they've taken from wargaming events and everything, so those show up on the show notes, they show up on the Facebook and Twitter and our social media and everything. Listener Adam with the Princeton Frog blog routinely sends photos that I can use on the Facebook page. All that comes from you guys. It's great. It makes my life easier, and I love sharing and seeing what you're doing. Other listeners and guests have done wonderful jobs of sharing our social media postings with their own circle of friends and fans. For me, it makes me think of this image. And I know it's used all the time, so it's probably cliche, right? But it's like I drop a pebble in a pond. And so then you get that ripple effect. It goes further afield and outward and more farther away from where I originally dropped the pebble. But then eventually it meets up with ripples from other people's pebbles. And it creates new ripples. And these new ripples go into other areas of the pond that I can never get to by myself from that one pebble I created. I think that's pretty amazing. So I've talked about ways that 2014 has been an amazing podcast year. Do I have any regrets? I do. I always think that the audio quality can be better. I always think I can have better equipment for you. And there are things that I wish I had done that I hadn't, whether or not I shared them with you. It's another thing, but I'm always thinking, oh, I should do this, or I wish I had done that, or I want to do this, but I don't know how. But one thing is that I regret not having John and Diane Sutherland on the show this year. We had it scheduled, and then it didn't work, and had to reschedule, and just, it never came together for 2014. So I really want to have them on for 2015, because there's a story there that I want to share with you, and I know quite a few of you are interested in it. I'm also regretful of waiting so darn long to get Stephen McLaughlin back on the show, because he came on years ago, ages ago, right? And then, for whatever reason, I just waited and waited, and I didn't approach him and say, hey, Steve, do you want to come back on the show? He's a great guy. I love having him on. We get along well. It's a lot of fun to record, and I can tell that you guys like to listen to it. How can I tell? Well, because you tell me, first of all. And then second of all, because so many of you listened to his episode that it almost made it into the top 10. In fact, it was one listener away from tying for the 10th place and two away from bumping the show that was in 10th place. So I'm sure to have him on again, and I'm not going to wait so long. Okay, so what else is going on, right? This isn't the episode where I unveil new things for a new year or anything. So I'm not going to go fully into this, but I do have a new thing that I'm doing. Think of this as a soft launch. Let's say you go to a store, and they just opened a new store in a mall or whatever, and you see a sign that says, grand opening coming on whatever date, and that date's like 2 or 3 weeks away, sometime in the future, and yet the store's open. You can go and do shopping and everything. That's called a soft launch, where they don't really advertise that the store's open for business and that it has all this new stuff. They kind of work up to that. So I'm kind of doing that with this. I finally got fully set up with Patreon. You might not be aware what Patreon is. I know a lot of you are aware of crowdsourced funding like Kickstarter, and things of that sort. Patreon's kind of similar, but very different at the same time. Patreon allows people who create stuff, people create games or movies or music or podcasts, to have accounts and to ask their audience for some sort of financial help. Usually there are specific goals in mind of things that the individual or creator want to obtain and they need your help for, but generally for podcasters, Patreon is kind of more like a tip jar. So, first of all, I want to say, War Gaming Recon has been and will always be free. I will never charge you for anything that I release as a podcast episode. So whether or not you choose to become a Patreon patron or not, doesn't matter. You can still get the episodes for free. They'll be on the website, they'll be wherever, you know, to get them for free. But let me talk a little bit about why I'm doing Patreon and why you might want to support me on there. So I mentioned in Henry Hyde's episode, which is one reason why I think it was as popular as it was, that my wife and I are expecting a baby. The baby's due beginning of February 2015. Might come a little early, might come a little late, who knows, right? But when the baby comes, I want to make sure that I continue to do the show. Babies require a lot of time. They require a lot of effort, and they require a lot of money. Podcasting requires a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money. I think you can see my conundrum. It's going to become more difficult for me to be able to continue podcasting at the level I am if I have less money to spend towards it and less time to devote to it. And yet I am committed to continue my podcasting. And of course, I'm committed to being the best father I can be to my baby. So how can I do this? Well, I need to use technology to make life a little easier for me. So I decided that Patreon could potentially help out with a couple things. I know there are those of you who listen who would love to say, hey, you know, I like what you're doing. Let me give you a tip of, you know, a couple bucks or whatever. And that's fantastic. I appreciate it. And it makes life just that much easier. There are also tools that I can use, technology I can use so that things won't take as long for me to create the shows. Generally speaking, it takes about 3 to 5 times the playing time or the duration of an episode for me to take that episode from idea to what you hear. So in other words, A 30-minute episode takes me about 1.5 hours minimum from planning it, recording it, editing it, promoting it, doing all that social media interaction, the correspondence, getting your feedback, all of that. A 60-minute episode takes a minimum of 3 hours, but it could be up to 6 hours of time. You figure I'm doing this every other week, twice a month, right? That's a lot of time. An hour episode, that's basically requires one work day, more or less for most people, of time, of my time to do. And I'm happy to do it, but I'm not going to always have that time. So on my Patreon website, on the page layer, I talk a little bit about Wargaming Recon, but then I say why I think you should become a patron. And I'm going to read it, even though I kind of paraphrase a little bit of it, but I'm going to read it just so you can hear what it is and maybe you'll see it should you choose to do this. I say, producing Wargaming Recon requires a lot of time, effort, and money. Episodes are roughly 30 to 60 minutes in length. To bring an episode from idea to what you hear takes 3 to 5 times the playing time of the episode. In other words, a 30-minute episode takes me a minimum of 1.5 hours of pre-planning, recording, editing, promotion, and correspondence. When I cover a convention, review a game, or recommend a product, I make it a point to go to the con, play that game, and use the product. This means I have spent money to do each of those things. My annual TotalCon episode alone cost me more than $250 when you factor in the money needed to attend the con, experience it, hotel, and all that kind of stuff. Being a patron supports me and allows me to continue creating the content that you love. With your support, I can use new technology to automate some of my tasks while maintaining the level of quality you deserve. Your support will allow me to attend cons, buy games, and review more historical and New England gaming for you. Above all else, being a patron shows me that you like what I do and that you want to say thank you. So you can get full details. We have them in our show notes, wargamingforums.com/WR127, or you can go directly to the Patreon website, wargamingforums.com/Patreon, Patreon. And there are 3 kind of levels of funding that I have. You can choose to pledge $1 or more per episode. So if you choose the dollar level, 2 episodes a month means that you're going to roughly spend $2 a month. You could choose to pledge $5 or more. So if you do $5, that means you spend about $10 a month. And if you do the $5 or more per episode, not only will you be spending about $10 a month and you'll be supporting what I do, but I will thank you by name in the episodes that you are a patron. So if you pledge $5 for one episode, and that episode that comes out during that time period, I'll thank you by name. I'll say thank you to Patreon supporter so-and-so. And then I have one of these, one spot for a sponsor level. It's $20 or more per podcast episode. It says this funding level is reserved for publishers and business owners who would like to sponsor Wargaming Recon to promote their products. Become a patron at this level and I'll include a 60-second spot to be featured on all episodes of Wargaming Recon for as long as you are a patron at this level. If you want to reach motivated historical and New England gamers, this is where you can do it. Expect to spend about $40 per month. And aside from those, I have a couple milestone goals. If through the various combinations of people spending $1 or more, $5 or more, or the $20 or more per episode, if I, through whatever combination, I happen to get to the $11 mark per episode, what this means is that, let's say 11 of you decide to spend, to sponsor me at $1 per episode, that means it would be $11 sponsorship per podcast episode. Once that happens, I'll be able to automate my editing. It doesn't sound like much, but if I reach that amount, I can pay for a great service that expertly automates the editing process. That'll save me 2 to 3 hours per month, which I can then devote to other aspects of the show, I can devote to my family, I can devote to all sorts of things. If $25 is sponsored per podcast episode, I can afford to buy some new equipment. That equipment will allow me to improve the audio quality. It'll be stuff that'll be easier to use, so it'll take less time to learn how to use it, less time to set it up, less time to actually use and create a better sounding show, and also save time. And then if I reach $50 per podcast episode, that means, let's say 50 of you says, you know, we want to pledge $1 per episode for sponsorship. We want to give $1 per episode. And there's 50 of you. That means $50 per podcast episode comes in through Patreon. If that happens, I will remove the sponsored ads by 127 Games, which are the only sponsored ads I have, which would mean the show would be ad-free. I know it's annoying to have ads. I hate them. You hate them. You watch TV, right? You flip through the commercials. You listen to your podcast. You fast forward through stuff. You don't want to hear all that kind of stuff. I don't like it. You don't like it. It's a necessary evil. And although I have a great relationship with 127 Games, although I firmly believe in them, and I love Bill Detmers and all that he's doing, if I'm able to reach $50 per podcast episode through Patreon, that means I won't have to have those ads anymore. So it would be more content, less ads. That's a good thing, right? So this is just something for you to consider, to look at. I hope if you would like to just kind of say thanks for all that I do, that you'll consider being a Patreon supporter. As I said, you can pledge as little as a dollar or more an episode. And one of the really cool things about Patreon is you can say that you want to pledge, say, at the $5 mark, but you can't afford or don't want to spend more than $8 a month. That's fine. You cap it at $8, and that's how it is. Or let's say you do the dollar or more podcast episode, and you're worried if for whatever reason that I'm going to go crazy and release 20 episodes in a month. I'm not, don't worry. But let's say you're worried about that and you're like, I don't want to be spending 20 bucks a month. You can cap it at however much you want to spend. You can say, I'm going to spend no more than $4. So you do the dollar more an episode, and that means I release 2 episodes a month. So $2 comes out. But let's say I happen to release 4 episodes in that month. Your $4 would come out. But if I release 5, no more than the 4 would come out. If you can't or don't want to do any of this, I understand. This is just something extra. It's not necessary. No matter what, Wargaming Recon will always be free to you. You can still listen through the normal ways. It doesn't matter. But this is just another thing that I'm doing that if you're interested and would like to do, I would love your support, because I know that there have been those of you who said, I'd like to just express thanks in some way. And for me, thanks is spreading the word and being involved and communicating with me and feedback and listening to the show. But if you're able to financially express your thanks, I would greatly appreciate it. So that is Patreon and soft launch. I'm going to talk more about it in 2015. And once people begin supporting me on Patreon, you'll hear more about it and you'll probably end up hearing things where I say, I'd like to thank my Patreon patron, Wargamer XYZ, or whoever it is. So don't be surprised about that. Well, this has been a longer episode of Wargaming Recon because there's been a lot to cover. And at this point, I want to get into the mailbag. And there's just one little thing in the mailbag to share before I move on towards the end of the show. So on Facebook, I talked a lot about social media in this episode. On Facebook, I've had some good interaction. And listener Jamie said, quote, I have to say, Wargaming Recon is a great podcast with a lot of varied and interesting topics. The episodes where Jasper guests, however, are always among the best, unquote. So thank you very much. I really appreciate the input from you, Jamie, and that you took the time to leave that comment on our Facebook page. I agree. Jasper's fantastic, and I love having him on. I love all our guests. Everyone's a joy to have on, a joy to work with. I just have so much fun chatting with everyone. One of my mottos is that I won't put anyone on the show. I won't put any product on this show unless I like it or I believe in it. You're never going to get anything fake. So if there's someone that everyone's like, oh, you should have them on and I really like them or whatever, but I think they're a jerk or I just don't like them for whatever reason, you won't hear them on the show. Rather than me being negative on here, I'd rather find things that are great that I can believe in and that you can believe in too and share those. And guests like Jasper and everyone else, they fit the bill and that's why they're on the show. And quite a few of these people come on again and again. Look at guest Aaron Bostian. He comes on not only every year, but he comes on multiple times in a year. So I think that's pretty amazing. So that's our mailbag and some announcements. I'm working to schedule guests for the 2015 podcast season. And you can check the episode guide to see what is coming up for topics and release dates. I can tell you we are officially finished with entirely new, episodes for the 2014 podcast season. They're going to be 2 best of episodes releasing on December 22nd and January 5th. These will be ones where I look at the 2014 season, I'll pick a couple, and I'll put something extra in them. Maybe some behind-the-scenes information or some thoughts or whatever, and I'll release it so you can kind of get an extra behind-the-scenes peek about things. So the December 22nd one is my birthday, so I'll have one then. And then, like I said, January 5th, 2015 will be the other one. And then the 2015 podcast season begins January 19, 2015. Don't worry, even though there's going to be two best of, and then we're going to have the new season, there'll still be stuff going up on social media. There'll be pictures and all that kind of stuff. So you can stay up to date on our social media, and you can get information on all that by going to the show notes. I know when you listen to a podcast, you're doing like 9 million things at once, right? You're not just listening, sitting at your computer saying, I can't wait for the podcaster to say, go here and do that. Nobody does that. You're at work, you're at the gym, you're driving somewhere, you're commuting or whatever. No matter what, just listen to and remember this one web address. It's for the show notes, wargamingforums.com/WR127. That's wargamingforums.com/WR127. It'll have links to everything and all that kind of stuff, so you'll be all set. I want to thank everyone who's left us reviews on iTunes. It's greatly appreciated. So not only should you rate us on iTunes, which is great, but please take a moment to leave a review because iTunes is the number one podcast directory in the world. People who want to find a podcast to listen to will go there first. And if they get a choice between a show with a lot of great ratings and one without, they're going to choose the one with the great ratings. So we have quite a few on there already, but would love to have more. So please take a moment to go to iTunes and leave us a review and a rating. WarGamingForums.com/iTunes. Link, of course, will be in the show notes. And I believe that's all I have. The next episode, the first of the best of, will be released on December 22nd, 2014. And then the second one will be January 5th, 2015, before we get into the new podcast season for 2015. So it has been a blast sharing all this content with you for 2014. I've loved every moment of it, doing these episodes, having the guests on, interacting with all of you. It is truly and deeply a pleasure, and I can't wait to do it again in 2015. So until next time, I hope that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how busy it is at work, no matter how much time those kids are needing from you, no matter what you're doing at the gym or whatever else is going on, that no matter what else, you have to, you gotta, you need to keep on gaming.
Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon and all of the other podcasts that you know and love. Or you can always stream and download the latest episode of Wargaming Recon by heading on over to the show notes for that episode.
Hey there, this is Ben Gerber from Troll in the Corner, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Indie Talks. Indie Talks is a discussion about independent publishing, where we take a look at indie games, the people who write them, and the people who play them. We're going to branch a little farther afield as well and talk to some independent television and movie stars and creators, as well as crafters, all of who are related to gaming in some way, shape, or form. So please join me on the Troll in the Corner Network at trollitc.com and give Indie Talks a listen.
Geeks Explicitly, new episodes coming at you every Thursday, talking about geek life. If you don't listen to Geeks Explicitly, then only at trollitc.com.
This is Andreas, Apprentice of the White Order. I would like to invite you to listen to my letters, a humble collection of my observations of the various beautiful and very, very dangerous creatures that inhabit my world. I hope you enjoy it as part of the Monsters of the Shattered World on Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com.
Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the Troll in the Corner podcast network. Visit www.trollitc.com for more information. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. Look for Wargaming Recon online at www.wargamingforums.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Stitcher Radio. You can learn more about this episode by reading the show notes on our blog. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Thank you for listening, and keep on gaming. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by 127games.com, home of the cheapest Access and Allies miniatures. Find them at 12-7-games.com.